Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast. On today's episode, we talk with a dog-hating, software-loving boy straight out of El Paso. He is currently seeking redemption from losing a 5K to your favorite host. This is The Bechdel Test. Hi everyone, welcome back to The Bechdel Test. I'm not supposed to sing. I'm sorry to Simon's brother that I started singing.
I'm sorry.
He's going to be mad that
Ethan. I'm sorry. I'm never going to sing again. And our guest just told me he hates when I sing too.
Oh, already a hater.
So that's awesome.
We learn. That's about growth on this podcast.
We live and we learn. Emily, you had some really exciting banter to share with us, didn't you?
Yes. So basically 2 days ago, I saw this trend on TikTok where... You wrap your hair into leggings and it curls them,
what?
Right? Yeah, stay with me. I try it. First night, doesn't work. My hair was too wet. It just fell right out. Second night, I had dry hair. And get this, my hair curled beautifully.
Wait, but like, what if you soil your leggings and then you just put it in your hair? And then
well, I mean, you can wash them before, but like, I think it adds a nice touch. Actually, that's keeps a, it holds the curl better.
Oh, the soil does?
Yeah. It holds the curl better.
It's like pomade, hair pomade.
Oh,
yeah,
pomade.
Yeah. Like, I just kind of like spread it through the curl, and then it holds it real nicely.
And then you just wring out the rest of the juice onto your hair.
Not necessary, honestly. It just stays in there. It looks really nice. It even dyes my hair a little darker.
It smells delicious as well.
Oh, yeah, it smells.
She walked right into Econ. I saw her.
Shout out
our preceptor, Henry Zhao.
Thank you, Henry.
And Emily's curls were beautiful, beautifully soiled. And that's all I have to say.
They were bouncing. I looked like a supermodel.
Salt the earth.
Many people told me that. No one told me that.
A lot of people told
me
that.
I thought that, though.
No,
I thought
yeah.
I looked like a supermodel.
All right, next.
So rude, Simon. Anywho, I went wading this week. I went to Stony Brook River with me and my best friends in my natural disasters class.
Nice.
So me and about 10 me and about 10 footballers, and we put on our little wading things, little rubber boots that Duck Dynasty wears to go fishing.
Oh.
And we measured river velocity.
Nice.
And I just wanted to tell you that because something's really funny to me about footballers in waders.
Did you tell them that?
Something to ruminate on.
Did you go, ha ha, you look so funny?
Duck Dynasty is from Arkansas?
You look silly.
It was a big thing.
Why do you always have to bring it back to you, Simon? How about let me...
I'm just not interested.
I didn't even know they had ducks in Arkansas.
How about don't appropriate my story, Simon?
But you know Sai from Duck Dynasty?
I don't.
Sai?
Is that his name?
Get out of
what
here.
What is his name?
I don't know.
I barely know
what Duck Dynasty is. Is it a show?
The guy with the beards.
It's Sai Robertson. Yeah, he's the old guy.
Guys,
you're not real right now. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
But clearly, because our guest wants to be introduced so badly, today on the podcast, we have one of many Princeton students straight out of the El Paso Princeton pipeline. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Christina or Sam on the pod, unfortunately. He's a Vote 100 ambassador, a spikeball champion, a proud consultant, and my weekly Monday evening dining partner. Give it up for one of our favorite people on campus, Lucas Logan Miller.
Thanks. Public policy, and then later go on. I think those two subjects permeate everything.
That is me. It was a scholarship acceptance video.
Yeah. You know,
I win lots of things. I win things constantly.
It was a beautiful video. I learned a lot.
What scholarship was that for?
It was called the First Light Federal Credit Union Scholarship.
Yeah,
it changed your life.
It changed my life.
So you became a whole different person after the scholarship.
It sounds really interesting.
He got all the tech he needed for school, all the software, according to the video.
Yes.
I got all that software I need for school.
I was writing on stone before, stone tablets, because of them.
Luke, you were originally, well, first of all, How are you doing today?
Before we
jump right in.
How sweet of you.
Yeah, no.
So kind-spirited.
I could be better. I could be better. Let's be honest.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's kind of a sad day. I had a math test today. Emily didn't sit next to me as she always does.
Well, to be fair, you did sit in my seat.
Well, sorry.
Was this a conscious choice on your part? You were like, fuck him, he's sitting in my seat.
No, it was entirely my fault. I just wanted to see.
Yeah, it was completely his fault. And I was going to say something about it, but Tatiana was really like... really into what was going on.
Did you notice that she did not do a countdown from 90 but before the test started?
Yes, she did.
Our math preceptor does a test before every a countdown before every test that starts like around 90. Mm-hmm. She goes 90, 89, 88.
She gives you a lot of warning. It's
and like
nice.
At 84, then, I was like, is she just going to keep on doing this? And she did.
And then she, and then like at around 45, she goes, don't flip over your tests. She gets really angry.
Emily does it immediately. I don't know why.
And yeah, I just start working on the test immediately. That's a joke. I don't want to get honor coded.
Don't get honor coded.
I do not want to get honor coded. I do not flip over that page until she hits zero and she says, good luck.
No, well, she says, it will be curved.
It will be curved.
Oh, God.
It's not even good luck. It's don't panic. It will be curved.
But that's like somehow worse than you're like preparing for like awful test. Yeah.
She came back in. She was like, pencils down. Don't panic. It will be curved. That's a direct
she
quote
has
from
zero
today.
Faith in you guys. I hope
pretty
you know
much, yeah.
Luke, you were originally supposed to be a host on this podcast.
I was, yeah. So I think Emily was my replacement. Was that? Is that correct?
No, Emily and Simon, actually.
No,
yeah,
I was
actually, I wasn't even supposed to be here.
So this is from my perspective. I was in Maddie or Rocky eating, and... I barely knew Sophia, but I like walked past her and then she was eating with Luke. It's probably one of your Monday night dinners.
That actually started this semester. It was a Friday night.
Wow.
Okay, it was a
please get
right.
it
wow,
right.
Because
we saw body hype after that.
Oh,
we
that
saw
is
body
true.
Hype.
That
oh,
is true.
Okay. But then Sophia was like, Simon, you want to be on our podcast? And I think you meant as a guest.
Yeah.
I was like, you and Luke have a podcast? And you're like, no.
No, well,
just in theory.
Nuh-uh.
Hey, but
so
now
one
half of us has a podcast.
That's true.
There you go.
It's true. At least one of them.
That's
of
a
us
beautiful thing.
And if you do well today, then you might be a permanent host.
No, he's not allowed to.
There's absolutely no chance
to.
That will happen.
Thanks, Emily.
Luke, what's one thing you would change about this podcast if you were a host on it?
I thought Emily's story about the leggings, I feel like it kind of lagged.
Wow.
It needs to be cut.
That needs
awesome.
To be cut.
And
that's
also,
awesome.
She sings a lot.
I apologize
she
already.
Was it your brother who said that?
Yeah. She needs to be like Ariel. We just kind of like
well, look at
that.
This stuff.
No, I'm
oh,
saying.
Wow.
I'm saying
we did her vocal warm
her
can
voice.
Can
loses
you do your vocal
voice.
Warm up as you were doing? Can you show the list?
I don't remember what that was. Okay. Can you replicate it for me?
No, I cannot. Okay. It was an Emily original.
Okay, Luke, we always see you outside waving your hands around while on the phone. Like, I've seen you. You're always on Poe Field, and you like...
I'm always on the phone, yes.
Yes, and then I wave to you, and you, like, jump up in the air, and you look like Goofy.
That is true.
And so I say, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever relayed via phone?
Most embarrassing thing I've relayed via phone?
Mm-hmm.
What is the most embarrassing thing that I've relayed via phone? That's a great question.
Yeah, that's what I asked.
That is...
Thanks for repeating it, Luke.
That's a hard question.
I think it was that I got a 30 on my first math test to my parents.
A
30%?
A 38%, yes.
Awesome.
They said, hey, how'd you do, son? And I said, I got a 38. Thanks. Thanks for
so
asking.
So how'd they respond
did they say,
to that?
Oh, out of 40?
They said, oh, yes. I think it was like, hey, out of 40. And I said, no, out of 100. I said, oh, no.
What was the average on that test?
It was like... A 38.
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
Okay.
So you got a B plus.
I got a B
plus.
Yes.
That's
solid.
Awesome.
There's still some footballers and waiters beneath you, so not
all
to
right.
worry.
No need for the classes.
That's
no need
rude.
For the classes
that's,
remarks.
And no one should be saying that because
you
that's rude
be
to
that,
say.
Yes.
Swiveling to my question, Lucas, you co-founded El Paso Youth for Change in your junior year of high school. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Besides getting into college, what was the motivation for starting this? In other words, like, what youth were you trying to change?
All of them.
All
every
of
single
the youth
I saw. Okay, well, it was actually during COVID, like, all the service organizations shut down in my high school. And so during COVID, obviously, there was a lot of need in the community. So it was, I did not individually start it. It was my friend Avery and Maggie, and they started it, and they had me come along. And then we just changed all the youths from there.
Why do you think they had you come along? Some male
presence. Exactly. I think that's necessary. Give some validity. They didn't know what to do without me to, you know, show them around.
Thank God you were there.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Well, what was like the purpose of the program?
Well, at first we just, we partnered with the El Paso Center for Children and we gave like Easter baskets. So I think like 50 to 60 children. And it had like really nice things. It was like $20 Walmart gift cards and then like a bunch of like just like random things that like they requested. So it was all very individual.
Oh, cool. Nice. So not just like a Christmas thing.
Like, no, it wasn't just like random things.
It was Easter actually.
Yes. Right.
Not Christmas.
But I'm just saying like they were trying to expand from just doing Christmas because I've heard all those Christmas.
Okay. Oh, all those Christmas organizations.
I guess you weren't listening clearly enough because it was during COVID. So that would be Easter time.
COVID's not over just because you're over it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Emily.
God. It was during the beginning of COVID.
Still in a pandemic.
I repeat, it was during the beginning of COVID.
They couldn't even go to Walmart to cash in their gift cards.
God. So let me ask you something.
It was just to taunt them. You could buy something.
Did all those kids celebrate Easter, or were you forcing Christianity?
It was a spring. It was a spring activity.
So you did live with Easter basket.
It was a spring activity. If I identified it as Easter. It could just be an April activity for them. Labor Day.
Yeah.
Just depending on the
month.
Labor Day basket, pre-Labor Day. You know?
Mother's Day basket.
Mother's Day, exactly.
If some of those children were mothers.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. And they could have a mother's basket.
That's probably what they're trying to help change, like perhaps.
Use the Walmart money on some little shoes.
You really did something to change those youths. I'm proud of you.
Hey, thanks.
Is El Paso Youth for Change still happening?
Yes, we have new... Yes.
New leadership?
We have new leadership. Yes.
Really?
And has it gone downhill since you left?
No, I did.
A lot of embezzlement.
Yes. Lots of IRS emails.
I see.
No, I think it's still going strong. I don't really know. I still have access to the Instagram, though. So sometimes I kind of keep it.
You should post something.
You should post a selfie.
Hey, you. Former leader checking in. Selfie Sunday, something like that.
I suppose it's one of those Bitcoin like hacker things.
I would try to get
all the youth.
I need your help.
I could
DM all the youth. I need your help.
And that's what they usually do. And I'm always like, oh, someone needs my help. Should I help them out?
I say, here's my Instagram password. That's all they need.
And do you want my social security number too? Because here it is.
I give that. Oh, yeah. Security credit card.
Fortnite scams are pretty. Yeah. Lucrative these days.
Yeah. So well, naturally. I mean, I think.
Just dress up as a Fortnite character and then post and be like, I need your help. I'm, you know, that's sort of like, you know, or Minecraft. That's a big thing these days.
Yeah. With huge the kids. Things.
Hero, with Hero Brian.
I recently discovered Minecraft.
You recently discovered
Minecraft? It was not in my childhood. And I recently purchased it.
Why was
purchased it?
I purchased
Pocket
Minecraft.
Pocket Edition?
You just
or
found out.
I just found out about Minecraft.
PC.
No one told me. You know, I didn't. No, it wasn't in the news. You know, no one told me. I also found out about Mr. Beast. Did you guys know who that is?
You just found out about Mr. Beast?
Did you guys know?
I know nothing about him.
But you know who?
I know
like,
he's like a YouTuber.
Okay,
because of course I know who Mr. Beast is.
Some people were saying
of course
like,
"You know who Mr. Beast?"
Oh, like I was going to like the Mr. Beast Burger.
Mr. Beast Burger.
Yeah, and I was like, "What's Mr.
I just
Beast?"
Don't
that's
like
not
any
ringing
of that.
A bell.
I like. Well, that
well
actually
I'm not
reminds
a consumer,
me.
So
guys, we are interrupting each other too much.
Yeah, it's bad. We're literally all talking over each other.
Stop. Okay, Emily, you go. We need a fucking talking stick.
I don't even remember because you just yelled at me and now I'm overwhelmed.
Mr. Beastburger, my cousin, shout out Ben Berardi. He went to Mr. Beastburger in like the middle of Wisconsin and got like a shitty burger.
Okay, so that reminds me though of this thing that we had in Arkansas. I know I'm making it about me, but it was called Beast Feast. You won't believe this.
No,
so
no.
I never went to it, but I always saw advertisements and I knew guys who went because people at my school, they're at the lunch table, they're like, I'm going to Beast Feast this weekend with my daddy. My daddy's taking me to Beast Feast. And what it is it's like a whole convention where they all like talk about like hunting and they bring their carcasses of like beasts that they've hunted. And I'm probably mischaracterizing it, but I know that they have like a huge like table full of food they made from these beasts that they hunted. So it's probably like deer or.
That's awesome.
They're all morbidly
can we
obese
go?
Too.
Oh, obese.
Obese. Feast.
Nice.
Awesome.
So, Luke, why wasn't there Minecraft in your childhood? It just didn't exist in El Paso?
I just always thought it was, like, generally kind of icky, you know?
It was below you.
It was just below
noobs.
Me. but for noobs. And I honestly, people that had that little hoodie, that little jacket, that had like that little Minecraft character, you know what?
It's called a creeper.
The creeper. You know, I bet you know. You had one of those.
I'm wearing it right now.
I just thought, I saw that one time and I was horrified. I said, what is that? I never want to see that again.
You should be horrified because it's going to explode.
Don't get too close. You wouldn't get it. I would not get it.
You wouldn't get it.
But did you? Oh, yeah, you can go. Hey. Oh, thanks. Fine.
Now you spend your like Friday, Saturday nights playing
every
Minecraft
single
with
night
the squad.
I spent. That happened once, all right? Once or twice, maybe thrice. Okay?
And I asked you, yo, Luke, what'd you do last night? Oh, I played Minecraft with Alex.
What server are you on?
That's horrible. I literally don't even know what that means. I was guided. I was given very step-by-step instructions of what to do.
Do you do creative mode or survival?
Survival.
Oh, yeah.
We're surviving.
That's intense.
We're surviving. I always fall. I always just fall randomly.
Guys,
that's why
you gotta crouch, so you don't fall off.
That was advised to me, yeah. But I
think it's
I didn't
possible
really follow directions.
That all of our listeners who aren't 8-year-old boys are like turning off, turning this off right now.
I'm pretty interested, and I'm a 19-year-old girl, so...
Debatable. Luke, you were selected as All Coronado Boy, which is awarded to the male student who best exhibits extraordinary character and academic excellence.
Yes.
How did it feel being called a boy instead of a man at 18 years old?
After all, you do survival mode.
That's true. That is true. I should have told them that. Honestly, I did cry on stage. I said, I'm a man! And then...
Check my pants!
So that was, yeah.
And then you made lots of friends after that,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. That was the start of my social
No,
my
I was
going
to say, like, this title for sure launched you to the top of Coronado High School's the social ladder.
Oh, it definitely did, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was already there, but, you know, I was just trying to go for it, but it was just...
Your
just,
I'm
yeah.
a man speech. Exactly. <I'm> people.
What's one thing you learned as top dog at Coronado?
I was not top dog at Coronado. There was Christina Lee.
Oh,
Samuel Kligman. No, yeah. They're also some.
I don't know these people.
Yes, no, you do. Yes, you've met them many times.
They're the ones we wanted on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm the third choice. Queen Tina, some people refer her to.
Queen Tina, Chrissy Teigen.
Exactly.
Chrissy
Thank you.
Chrissy Teigen?
And Sam is my neighbor, kind of. He lives in my hall.
Wow.
Okay.
So, Luke, why don't you go by this name, All Coronado Boy, on campus? Because that's really cool.
Well, I tried the first 2 weeks and it didn't stick. People kind of laughed at me. I said, hey, my name's All Coronado Boy. And they said, well, I'm never talking to you again.
Well, never talking to you.
Yeah. Mm. So, a little disappointing.
That's brutal.
I'm sorry, Luke. Scrolling through your LinkedIn, I was amazed to see that you were a 3-time letterman.
That is true.
An accomplishment that, to me, places you in the same category as Princeton's star basketball players during March Madness. Tosan and Caden Pierce.
That's true. Just,
tell us.
That's the trio. That's just us. Us three, you know.
And what sports did you letter?
I actually did not letter. I actually lettered academically, thanks.
Oh.
So, you know, I lettered in track. God. But it was also primarily an academic letter.
A 3-time academic letterman?
Oh, yeah.
That's
you heard
awesome.
It here first. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Sam.
Slightly less cooler, though.
Uh-huh.
What? Sorry, what does that mean?
If you were ranked in the top 5... You got
Wait,
your
what did you
letter.
Place? Were you valedictorian?
No, I was four.
Four?
Four, yes.
Oh,
yes.
You missed the podium.
Yeah, that's the
missed
first
the podium.
Thing he told
it was
me
honest.
When I met him.
That is true. I said, hey, I'm four.
And I, like, almost didn't want to be friends with him. I was
be
like,
honest.
Four?
No, you wanted to be friends.
Four?
You were
for
immediately.
Well, Luke, you qualified for the NSDA National Species.
This is just a LinkedIn.
It's chock full.
That's how it is.
You qualify for the NSDA National Speech and Debate Tournament.
That's true.
For the next minute, we'll time you. Argue your most controversial opinion.
My
I'll
most controversial opinion?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I got it, Emily.
But he wants to see the clock he just told me with his mind. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, begin.
Okay, I feel like some people mistreat their service dogs. I honestly think that.
Controversial opinion?
Okay, no, but like service dogs, like I think some people like... Like, they're not slaves, you know?
You're right. They're not.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, like, these poor dogs, they just want to, like,
That's
have their fun.
That's such a controversial opinion.
No, but, like, I feel like some people just, like, I feel like... This, never mind.
Oh, no, okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, go ahead.
Like,
keep on
I feel
going.
Like sometimes the dogs just, like, want to play, you know? And, like,
oh,
they're just, like,
yes.
you know, stay here.
Yeah, those mean, greedy, blind people.
Shout out to all the blind people at Princeton. Luke thinks you need to...
I need to
stay in your lane.
Just figure it out.
Wow.
Figure it out, why
okay,
don't
you? Okay, wow. Yeah. Well, you have 10 seconds. Try to make this less awkward, please.
You know, if you want to serve a dog, you have it. That's what I say.
He went from controversial to mild.
Yeah.
That was the progression.
And I really time is that. Up.
We also we're kind of curious about your thoughts on euthanasia.
Euthanasia? Generally a fan.
Okay.
Oh.
Generally.
So
why? Like, specifically, not generally.
Okay, just for clarification, euthanasia is the forced killing of a dog.
We're not talking about a dog. No.
Are we talking about that?
Or humans.
Oh, but human. Oh, okay. Well, I was saying, like, if a dog is, like, you know, can't, like, go on, like, yeah, the dog.
Well, it seems like you want to.
So you're pro putting down dogs, is what I'm
hearing. The dog, like, if can't go on, is an extreme
pain. If the dog is a service dog that's supposed to be around blind people.
Euthanize
He says kill all the dogs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. Okay, for humans, anti.
Anti.
Really?
What if they're, like, suffering?
Suffering?
And they want to be euthanized.
I mean, I guess if it's their individual choice, if they're just, if they're just, what if just it's had not? Enough. What if, that's murder.
Oh!
That's what we like to call forced killing.
If they're non-responsive, would you consider euthanasia?
No. Like, if I was a doctor? No.
Well, you know, my parents tell me, like, my mom is like, and I kind of agree with her, she's like, what if, like, I become incapacitated or have really bad Alzheimer's or dementia or something and am just not myself? She's like, I think I'd rather be dead.
No, I think I would rather be dead.
But it's also like
if there was like a rando on the street, like what if they like have some like weird thing against that? Like if it was like my mom or my dad, I know that they would want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it was just like a rando.
But there's like no hope for them. They're like wasting their family's money or the government's money, depending on if they're
okay.
We know your opinion.
Isn't it wasting if they're like literally just like sitting there non-responsive?
I mean,
there's
actually.
Have you seen like? Don't they like sometimes like wake up? Isn't that like happen like once
maybe
every
well,
once
okay,
in a blue moon?
Maybe once
or twice. I'm sure.
I took a medical ethics class in my senior year of high school.
Tell us.
And there were like, there's a lot of thank you, Luke. There was a lot of controversy over whether they should like. There was a girl on a breathing tube, and it was like the only thing keeping her alive, and they didn't know if they should like turn off the breathing tube or not. And then they did turn off, and she continued to breathe on her own, even though she was, like, completely unresponsive.
Mm.
So the conclusion is turn off the breathing tube.
Just kill all
okay.
them?
That's wasting to you,
well,
Sophia.
It's just saying, like, it doesn't necessarily have to kill them if you turn off the breathing tube, because, like, they can still breathe on their own.
True.
So, but removing a feeding tube, that would kill someone because you need food.
But to me, it's like,
survive.
If they can't do anything and, like, they need, like... They literally can't do anything on their own. Like, what's the point?
Okay.
Well, we know your opinion. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for your opinion, Sophia, but this question was more directed towards Luke. So,
sorry.
Wait, if you say for a feeding tube? Was that your question? Like, if would
no,
I remove their
we were
feeding
asking
tube?
For euthanasia.
Oh.
What are they putting those feeding tubes?
Like, my grandma had a feeding tube, and she would... It's, like, extremely, like extremely, like... Has like extreme protein and like you just like put it in. It just like looks like soup.
Like protein powder.
Like protein, like
creatine.
Like. And my grandma used to like go outside
creatine.
And
yeah. She's
my,
not a
my grandma was getting built, and she would bring out her little like protein cans and put it outside for the cats. And then like after a year, we had these like extremely muscular cats that would just like prey.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And it was like I didn't go outside from like ages 7 to 8. It was just like.
Oh.
And then like,
I don't have to see what these look
and
like.
And then we were just like, why are these like cats just like hyenas now? They were just like, they're like, at first they were kind of scared
that's
of us,
crazy.
But then they would just be like, yeah.
The cats were like, I've listened to Joe Rogan recently. And
Okay. Luke, two things are true. I beat you in a Thanksgiving
you got it.
5K last semester.
That is true.
Remember that? And then afterward, you decided to start training for a marathon this summer.
That is true.
Did one cause the other?
No.
Okay,
no.
But like
it was no. Okay,
convenient timing.
You know
though.
Why
convenient
you beat
timing?
No, no, no. I'll tell you exactly why.
I'll tell you why you beat me. Sorry,
I had all right. I had a large bowl of those little dumplings from Ye beforehand, and it wasn't preparing for the 5K. It was a little
that's
full.
That's superfood. You should have ran like super fast.
It's protein.
No, okay.
It's protein.
And then no, the reason I'm running a marathon is because my friend Alex. He texts me, "Want to run a marathon?" And I said, "Okay." And it's just, now it's happening.
Okay.
That's the exact story.
But you're clearly a sore loser, like feeling it.
That is true.
About our race.
That
blaming
is true.
It on your food intake. Come
yeah, that
now.
Is true. No, but
come
you have
on,
to admit, like I said it beforehand.
You.
All right. Thanks, Em.
Yeah, no problem. Em. We're doing nicknames now.
Oh,
awesome.
Precious.
Hey, you know what? I believe you, Luke.
Thanks.
I try not to believe others.
It was not cause and effect. It was completely independent.
There was a 5K at my school when I was in elementary school, and
Didn't say you won? Yeah. I've actually heard this story.
I've heard this story probably three times.
Different one.
I thought someone fell down and you won.
No, if you listen to my story.
Is it the one with the twins?
No.
All right.
I was talking about eating before, and we'd all have Sonic before the 5K. And I didn't get Sonic. And all the guys would be vomiting up their chili cheese dogs. And I would finish. And that's why I won.
So Luke can't relate to that story.
Well, I'm the opposite. Sophia was Simon in that regard.
Right.
Exactly.
Except I got like 50th place. But sure. Absolutely.
51st.
Awesome. Absolutely. Good job.
Thank you.
51st.
Luke, speaking of being incapacitated.
Hey. Okay. Nice segue.
Tell us about your roommate.
My roommate's a great guy. Love the guy. He's from Ethiopia. He just recently told me he was practicing all this time for like a dance performance, and he told me today it got cut.
What?
And I was like, why? And he just said, there's lots of beef, and then he left. So wow. I don't know what happened.
He seems mysterious.
Did you ever have a little bit of beef with him?
We had no beef. The one thing that did happen that I think you're hinting at based on your smile, your little smirk. One time it was, the night before a math test, big day. And, I come back and it's like 9 p.m. and he's just laying there in the hallway. And I'm like, hey, Sal, that's not your bed. And then he's just like, and then he just can't remember his 4-digit code. And I understand, 3 digits, it's 3, he got to the 4th,
Yeah.
He was feeling, so I put him in, had a little too much fun, tucked him in.
Yeah.
And thanks for bringing me along.
absolutely.
Thanks for bringing me along. Yeah. You keep on going. He tucked him in. I thought it was a great, brought some Advil just nearby.
Aww, sweet.
Put some, which I don't know exactly what would do, but just for psychology.
I mean, everyone knows Advil can wake up someone when they're unconscious.
Exactly.
It can help someone out when they've had too much water to drink.
I thought it was the nicest guy in the world. So he goes to sleep. I go to sleep. Then at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I just hear, liquid. And I was like, this, didn't realize it was a rainy day, Katrina outside. And then so I wake up and I'm like, what's happening? Thought it was the air conditioner. No. I wake up and I just see this shadow, and a little stream, a parabolic stream, if you will. And I'm like, oh my God.
I think he was helping you practice for your math test.
Yeah, I think he was too. Yeah, no, I think it was all in good faith. And I was like, oh my God. I was just like, what is he saying? It's happening right there. What's happening? It's there. And I just saw the puddle just grow and grow and grow.
And when you woke up, you saw it grow and grow and grow. Okay. And the stream was kind of more vertical.
Perf. Keep it in your pants. Keep it in your pants. And I just didn't know what to do. And then he's just like, I asked him, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? And he said, using the restroom. And I said, got me there. That's true. That is true.
Did he say that? Using the restroom?
He said, using the restroom.
He didn't say using the little boy's room?
No, this is the bedroom. That's what you had to tell him. He probably was
I should have called you and asked. Yeah. I should have called you. Hey,
so,
hey, M.
Okay, he just said he's using the restroom, but we're in the bedroom.
Hey, can you explain that factual inaccuracy? Because it's just not clicking for me. And so I was just like, what do I do? There's this large puddle of human waste on my floor. Yeah. It was approaching a very nice Target rug that I had purchased.
Okay, I usually don't think urine is human waste. I usually think that's saved for number two.
Okay, well.
I'd say it's all urine, human then. Waste.
Yeah, there's Thank a reason
you.
Why we're
you really think
our bodies think it's
yeah.
waste,
urine
too.
Is, you, really?
Clearly.
I think she drinks her piss. I think that's why she doesn't
pee. Yeah. Well, it keeps me hydrated. My urine's always clear.
I think it was established last time that you don't drink at all, right? It was established last podcast.
Look at him.
See,
He's
listen in preparation. I did my homework, thanks. Yeah, where's Aiden Kaufman? That went on for too long.
Yeah, it did.
Luke, what happened after that, though?
Well, I was just kind of in shock, obviously, and it was just kind of, the puddle was just growing and growing, and I had to protect my rug. Mm-hmm. So, I just didn't know what to do. So I grabbed, the quickest...
Stop!
Sorry. Why did you do that?
What? I was... All right. The listeners didn't see that, but she rose both of her hands and said, stop, as if someone was approaching her.
I was trying to mimic you, trying to protect your rug. But yeah. It wasn't fun.
Because you were there.
Can you just tell your story because I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Well, I just grabbed the nearest towel I could see, and it happened to be his towel. And I just put it on the floor and I said, oh, no.
For sure shouldn't have used your towel.
Right, that's what I thought.
Unless you were into it.
Yeah, some people like golden showers.
Staring me right in the face there. Did not know how to respond.
That's funny.
If you're part of the community, you know that's the terminology they use.
Well, what's the terminology?
The golden shower.
The pee drinking community.
Oh, golden wow.
No. The pee drinking. People you who, are the president. Who like it for other reasons. Golden showers.
Is that like a mating behavior, like what he did?
Oh.
Maybe, possibly.
Maybe he was trying
he's
to.
Like, he's like, I am very, you know, I don't know.
I think he was trying to loop Luke into the golden shower community and decided.
Yeah, no, it was all a very elaborate recruitment tactic.
Instead of asking you,
he
just,
showed me.
Hey, show don't tell.
Using the restroom.
That's what they say.
Using the restroom.
Using the restroom. Are you stupid?
No, but I have to clarify.
What does it look like I'm doing?
I have to clarify. I love my roommate. We're very good friends. So
we're just yanking your chain.
Yeah, we're just yanking.
We love him too.
We love you, Sal. Mm-hmm.
It was just a funny story.
It was just a funny story. Yeah. We're big fans of him.
It was really funny.
Luke, do you ever enjoy it when a dog comes up to you and humps your leg?
No, because, you know, actually, no, I don't know why my episode's just really anti-dog, but I was telling, remember at lunch when I was sharing my story in which I stepped on a dog. I woke up this morning and I just stepped on a dog.
Wait, could you tell the listeners?
Well, I was just walking past, there was a little arch, and there was a person sitting on a bench with his large dog, and he was on
the floor.
It was
a blind man.
No. All right. That is horrible.
That was awful.
That was just, yeah, that was horrible.
Don't say that.
He was trying to free the dog in the process.
And I just, when I walk places, I look up. I'm just, you know, I'm just I'm amazed at just what's around me. And I just didn't see this poor dog's little leg, and I just stomped on it. And the dog was furious at me. The dog got up, kind of looked at me, and I was like, I'm so sorry.
What did it say?
Didn't respond. Just worthless.
Just took it.
Can I have another?
Helpless dog.
Oh, God.
Didn't even fight back.
What if that dog had a blog?
Oh my God.
I bet you love that show.
And I did like that show. And I'm just imagining you stepping on Stan.
Oh my God.
Those are specific dog with the blog references.
I hate that girl.
You're
kind of
like Jean Amelia.
I hate her.
Exactly what I was trying to think of.
You can't forget a name like
that. I always
thought
the dog's voice was so unnatural.
Jean Amelia sounds like a disease.
Like genus species.
Why don't you just go by the letter G, too? It wasn't
I thought she did.
G-I, it was just the letter J.
G. That's well, I kind of like that. G.
I think it was
That's
short
cool.
for Jerry.
Oh.
With a G.
What?
Jerry with a G.
And that's Sorry. The second worst joke.
Luke, I have a serious question for you.
All right.
Do you think doing something for the bit excuses any and all behavior?
I think the bit has a high threshold of excusing. I think a bit can be really hilarious.
It can.
I think normal non-bit behavior could be really bad. But if it said, you know, it's a bit, then it's pretty funny.
So like, if you say kill a dog and you're like just for the bit,
I would say that's okay,
crosses the line. Interesting.
Maybe we'll see,
because like what if someone was like, oh, you're not the Luke I'm looking for, it was for the bit though.
That is inexcusable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fun fact, I did not like Emily the first start of this school year because she came up to me and a group of people that I was with, and she tried to interview us, and it was a rough day for, I think, a lot of us. And then she said, wow, you guys are boring, and then just left.
Yeah.
And so now whenever I talk to you, they're like, why do you talk to her? And I said, well, she's nice now.
Wow. Uh-huh. They all hate me.
No.
Do they not understand bits, though? Because...
Well, honestly, I think I'm a pretty good, you know, bit detector, but this was... It had some mean sentiment to it.
Shout out to Luke's friends, because I actually don't think any of you were boring. It was just for the bit.
Okay.
And I thought that it was okay, but clearly it wasn't.
Sometimes it's not worth
Sometimes it's not okay.
It wasn't worth it.
But I will say you were really funny on the first day of school when you displayed a TBH and rate sign at the orientation event.
Thank you, Luke.
I did think that was funny.
Thank you.
Hey, Luke, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
The worst?
For the bit. But for the bit. For the bit. So it's actually not bad.
What is the worst? I once made a letter from my brother's work that was like completely like fake. Like I wrote it and like I put it in the mail. And so my brother got it, and he thought he was, like, kind of fired. And I, like, copied the exact signature from, like, his email. It was during COVID. It was like 15 or 16. Yeah,
I
was
that's
like,
hilarious.
That's really
why.
That's pretty ingenious.
I was just bored. I don't know. I remember like distinctly like, tracing the like the signature of like the his like bosses.
And then your brother started his vape addiction.
That's exactly when it started.
Wait, yeah. You just were like, huh? This would be funny.
That's exactly what I sounded like too. Yeah, this is funny. Yeah.
If my brother thought he was unemployed.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
No, I mean it is. So.
Okay.
There's some communication going on between Simon and Emily through a Google Doc meeting that I am not a part of. There's lots
we're
of
just
giggling.
Talking badly
I
think about you.
Yeah,
no,
what
we're
it seems
not.
Like.
I'm going to tell you what I just wrote.
Yeah.
We're coming to the end of the podcast, and what we usually do is we like to rate our guests. By something. If you've listened to the podcast all the way through, you know that we like to rate our guests in terms of, you know, things that we feel like our guests evoke. And you know what? I'm going to give you 5 out of 5 limping, swollen German shepherds.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate
that's
that.
That's sweet.
That is just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say 5 out of 5. What is it? LL Bean. What did you say that at the backpack that I had?
Oh yeah, I said Luke looks like someone who would have an LL Bean backpack.
Yeah,
a rolly one too. A roller LL Bean.
Hey, thanks, Emily.
Yeah, no problem. No, he be zooming with those Heelys on. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I desperately want those.
The Heelys and the rolling backpack. He's on 4 wheels.
Oh yeah.
All Coronado boy. That'd be insane.
I'm all Coronado man now.
I'm going to give you 1 footless dog and 4 dog feet, so that would add up to 5.
Oh, good math.
Aww. Hey, thanks, Emily.
Yep, no problem.
And I'm going to give you 1.5 euthanized dogs.
Great.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
So what happened to the half?
Why did they have to euthanize him if he was already cut in half?
Oh, was it just like 1 obese dog?
I had trouble rub my head. Are you body shaming dogs now?
Yeah, why have you mentioned the word obese so much on this podcast?
Okay, it was twice.
Well, you know, he does do that so really much. Intense workout every single day. What is it?
Okay, we're shutting this down.
I see him at the gym every single day. Very slow walk.
Oh, no. The truth comes out.
Describe your workout for us.
Yeah, it's very intense.
Please,
he really works out
the
sweat.
He always is at the gym.
He's always at the gym.
25-8.
I do a very basic treadmill. Incline walk workout, which is very embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
But I've gotten over it. And it's for me, you know, when I'm also working out my, you know,
it's a reset.
My bravery, my courage to do that in front of the people. Like,
yeah, it is.
So
it is
brave. Super
it's
brave.
More, it's a social workout more than a physical workout.
Exactly.
Character building, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's just go into shout outs, shall we?
I want to shout out Quinn Freeney,
fellow tour guide.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she, of
congratulations,
course she
Quinn.
Because
she would be a wonderful tour guide.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Really would.
She shouted out our podcast in her writing seminar class. I also want to give a shout out to Nilbert. I want to give a shout out to Nilbert because Nilbert messaged me on Instagram and said he really enjoys the podcast and keep up the good work. And it really made my night. It really, really did.
Nilbert,
thank you. Made me feel heard and seen. Thanks, Nilbert.
I love Nilbert.
I also want to give a shout out to my family friend Naeem, who we climb trees together, and he doesn't listen to this podcast, so he'll never hear the shout out.
And I just met him today at lunch.
Okay.
And I'd like to shout out our haters. We hate you too.
No, we don't. We love our haters.
We love everyone.
We love everyone.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Wait, no.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's enough.
There's another shout out on our document.
Oh, it's my shout out too. I'm shouting out my mom, my dad, my stepdad, my future stepmom. My brother, my sister.
One time your mom liked one of my Instagram comments and it made my day.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd also like to shout out Simon's mom.
My stepdad's going to be contacting you pretty soon.
Yeah, homewrecker. Jesus.
Sorry.
I love you guys. I love you guys a lot. And feel free to say it back.
I'll think about it. Maybe later. Maybe off.
I've considered it.
Okay. Okay. Well, this was a lovely podcast.
Thank you for being here with us today, Luke.
Girl, I'm so glad we brightened your day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad we made your bad day a lot better.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you got to see me.
Yeah, that was the main factor. Yeah.
We made some happy times for Luke.
Ah, and that reminds me of Happy Times, a juice that Tico's makes. Tico's. And it's so yummy, delicious. I'm so sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Luke. I'm sorry, Ethan. I'm sorry, the other people that don't like when I sing. Okay.
It's fine.
Bye. Oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
Bye.
Lots of things.
Bye.